Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, earlier tonight on ESPN,
the second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, WFAN and SNY Salicata joins us now live to talk about the NBA draft earlier tonight and how the New York Knicks did all that losing last season and had the best chance to get the top pick, only to end up with the third. Well, Sal, is that so bad?
Yeah, look, it's not the worst case, but it is bad. I mean, you talked about it, Levon. That is why you do not tank. I don't believe in tanking in all these franchises now, in all these sports. It's become so popular to try to tank and hope to get number one pick. You cannot tank and waste seasons to hope that you might get the number one pick, which, by the way, there's no guarantee that that number one pick is going to be a great player. In this case, it would have been exciting to have the number one pick because of Zion Williamson. I would have been excited. Everybody in New York who roots for the Knicks would have been thrilled to have him here. But it was hopeful. It was wishful thinking. And obviously tonight it didn't turn out the way that everybody hoped, and they end up with the third pick. Now, not the worst thing in the world, but certainly not the exciting thing that you wanted to have the number one pick in Zion Williamson.
Exactly, because Zion made all the headlines all season long. But, hey, there are other great players. Ja Morant, I forgot, Murray State, I know that much. There's another good player.
Yeah, Ja Morant, R.J. Barrett, likely going to be there at number three. Plus, if you're the Knicks, now you could trade the third pick potentially to New Orleans in a package to maybe get Anthony Davis. That's something I would be looking to do. I want Zion Williamson. That's not going to happen. I would take Ja Morant as well, and likely that's not going to happen. He'll probably go number two to Memphis. So I don't love R.J. Barrett at number three. I'd look to trade that pick. Either way, the Knicks have some moves to be made this offseason. It's not all lost just because they didn't get the number one pick. I get the excitement that is Zion Williamson. But you look at the Golden State Warriors, they don't have a number one pick. They did it by drafting well with the 7th pick, with the 10th pick, with the 15th pick, whatever, with the second round pick. So you need to build the team the right way. With the Knicks, they've never been able to do that. You hope this year they could do it via free agency and maybe with some of their young players as well.
Good point. Well, thanks for joining us, Sal. That's WFAN and SNY Sal Licata joining us live here to talk about the third pick in the NBA draft for the New York Knicks. Hey, Sal, have a good one, man.
Thanks, Levon. You too.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.